Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Rosenthal moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Rosenthal moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive towards first. Bonura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Knickerbocker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal strikes out. There goes Krivic. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Krivic. Hale reaches second base with a double. Hughes goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Krivic. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal bunts towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Krivic scores. Rosenthal moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder has Rosenthal trapped. There's the throw to Sullivan and over to Hale, who tags Rosenthal for the out. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes is walked intentionally. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonura scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive beyond third. Dykes can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kennedy. Hughes moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Hale moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Hale scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rosenthal moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Krivic. Harder reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hayes bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball towards right. Krivic catches it and throws to first to double up Averill. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Krivic is hit by the pitch. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Rosenthal moves to second. It's 7-5, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rosenthal moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 4 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Bonura scores. It's 9-5, White Sox. George Blaholder now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Appling steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. the Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards right. Weatherly fields it and throws to second to catch Dykes for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for George Blaya Holder. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Hughes. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 9-6, White Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 4 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Averill moves to second. It's 9-7. White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.